Albayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to Albayan Live. I'm your host, Abu Abdurrahman, and I'm pleased to be joined by my dear brother, Jamal. Assalamu alaikum, Jamal. We live?
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let me know when we're live.
We're live, alhamdulillah.
We're live on Albayan Radio. We're live on Instagram. What's happening with YouTube?
We're live on YouTube. We're live on. We've just posted that on Facebook, and people can now follow along. Please share the stream.
Here we are, and live on YouTube. Who is watching and listening? We are watching and listening.
No, that's right. Who is watching and listening? Everybody's watching and listening.
That's our topic. So this is the Tech Edition with Jamal. Only problem, Jamal, we've got the Albayan logo on the YouTube stream. So inshallah, we'll fix that up very soon. We're streaming live on Albayan Radio, our apps, our Wi-Fi devices. Tune in for those who don't have the app. And also soon to be streaming on YouTube, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Feel free to leave your comments and feedback and questions you may have on our YouTube pages. Our YouTube page, Albayan Radio Australia. Okay, Brother Jamal, as soon as we get these technical issues out of the way, let's get straight into it. I think we got a few technical issues. All good to go?
No, we're all good to go, alhamdulillah. We're now live. So just so everybody knows, we're trialing our new technology and we're sort of trying to do production and the show at the same time, alhamdulillah. Abu Abdurrahman, Allah barik fi, said it'll be too hard. I beg to differ. And so far he's proving me wrong. So inshallah, we'll get there.
Proving myself right or proving you wrong?
Proving me wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Now, it is challenging. Jamal, for those who don't know, is one of our tech advisors here at Albayan Radio. He's monitoring this stream that we're doing as we speak. So there is a few issues, but inshallah, we'll get there. We're trialing different angles and what have you. Some are good, some can be better.
Please comment.
We'd love to hear your comments and feedback and suggestions on our YouTube channel right there. Let us know what you think. Let's get into it, Jamal.
No.
Bearing any more technical glitches, we'll start straight in with the program. Let's start with why this topic. Who is watching and listening?
SubhanAllah, two things happened this week. One was I was speaking to a dear friend of mine, one of our brothers from CYC in Campbelltown. Shout out to CYC. And we were talking about a product for a four-wheel drive. And the brother...
Your shot.
My shot. Inshallah. Allah yizikil khair. The brother, Allah barik fi, he sent me a message straight after our conversation on the phone. And he said, SubhanAllah, they're listening to our conversation. The very thing that we were talking about, that is now on his Facebook feed. Now this was, this isn't the first time it actually happened. I've used this person, Allah barik fi, I've used this person a number of times to display this issue, and to display this, scenario. And it seems to happen with him, with me. I've got some security settings turned on, and inshallah, I will tell you about them in a few moments. But this brother, it doesn't matter what he talks about. So this product that we were talking about, he wouldn't have searched for a long time. He wouldn't have been searching, and he wouldn't have searched for a very long time. So it sort of prompted me to start thinking and searching and looking at these different scenarios, looking at these applications that could be listening in. Are they listening in? That's the big question. There's four different types of data that they can collect about us. They being companies, and this is the people that we allow to listen in, or we allow access to our phones and allow access to our contact lists. And so there's the four types of data. There's personal data. So that's information that's directly identifies you, such as gender, device ID, and what the IDs of your gadgets are. So each gadget has a unique ID. Every single device in the world that's connected to the internet or connected to the network or Bluetooth has a unique identifier, a unique number, and that's one of the numbers they can collect. Engagement data. So the second type of data is engagement data. That's how you interact with brands online via websites, how you click, where you click, and your social media interactions. Third is behavioral data. Includes time on the page, purchase actions taken online, and product searches. So it's how you behave, what you do before you purchase, how much research you do, what types of websites you go to before, how long were you searching for. This is the kind of data that apps collect. Also your attitude data. So in terms of, your satisfaction, your buying criteria, what your attitude is towards certain brands, and how likely you are to purchase a product more than another product. So these four things are the four different categories of data that tech companies can collect.
That's some fascinating stuff there, Brother Jamal.
That's right. Yes, definitely. Wallahi, in the search, I was very scared, and then I wasn't. But alhamdulillah, because, after speaking about something, I heard someone once tell me they don't have kids. Someone was telling me once they don't have kids. They don't want to have kids. They're not going to have kids, or it's the last thing they talk about. But he was with a friend that recently had a baby. And they were sitting down and they talked about a pram. Now, this guy's never needed a pram in his life. It was weird that he, after their conversation, he opens up Facebook and there you have a pram on the Facebook feed. To him, it was quite alarming. So I started doing some research on who's listening, what's listening, and how you can stop it.
Who isn't listening?
Who isn't listening? That's right. Who isn't listening? It depends who you ask.
That's right. Now, as Muslims, we've discussed this before. We're always aware that Allah is always watching and listening to all that we do and say. But this is good information to know, to be aware, and especially with our children and all, some data that we may have that we don't want to get out there, or information that we have. Now, Jamal, where do we go there? After knowing all this, where do we go?
So what I wanted to find out after that is are they listening in, or is there something else that's happening? Now, Mark Zuckerberg,
Facebook owner. CEO now, or whatever. Isn't that a publicly traded company?
He is public, but he's the creator and founder of Facebook. Blatantly said no, and actually called the whole theory of, Facebook or Google listening into our conversations a conspiracy. Even though in the past it has been blamed on bugs, they have been caught. So Google was caught, with audio conversations and audio snippets. But what I actually found through my searching is that they're not actually listening into your conversation. They're listening in for trigger words. What I've found even more so is that if, let's say, you've got Facebook open and you search for a phrase that's on Facebook Marketplace, you're going to get that ad. Because they're not actually listening in. There's a trigger word that correlates it with a Facebook ad or an ad. This is the kind of data that they collect. But it can be done they can collect a number of different types of data. As we said, there's four different types of data, and they can listen in for different. They can listen in for different types of phrases. Now this becomes a little bit more scary when you start overlaying that with applications like WhatsApp. And WhatsApp have been known to change and block certain sentences and certain dialogue and whatnot between countries.
WhatsApp is owned by Facebook.
Owned by Facebook. That's right. There was a situation where a person was telling me about communicating with his family in China, and he'd write something, they'd get something totally different. So what they started doing is writing something, snapshotting it, and then forwarding it on to the party on the other side.
Interesting stuff.
It is, definitely. And so the last thing, Abu Abdurrahman, is how do we stop this from happening? What's the best measures what measures can we take? Now, I don't favor any operating system or phone over another. I just favor battery time. And the phone that will give me more battery life is the one I'll go for.
This is an ongoing discussion here.
It is. It's an ongoing debate. It is. But Apple actually does this really well. Every app that it's you...
battery?
It does battery, yes. The first battery and also ads. When you install an app, you can actually hit a button saying ask app not to track. And then it won't collect the data that, you know, it won't collect your personal data, you know. However, what
is there one button that will do it for all or...?
I haven't, so there may be a reset button, a block all button in the settings. I haven't seen that, but I know that each individual application has its own settings. So turn it off, turn it on. But you can actually turn off ad personalization as well. So in the settings as well, you can choose to personalize or not personalize your data. What they'll do is they'll say to you, look, if you're gonna unpersonalize this ad data, not allow us to collect your information, then you can get anything and it'd be ads that don't interest you or you know, ads that don't interest you or you know, that have totally missed the mark. So look, that's one way they try to sort of keep you from ticking yes. But yeah, look, ultimately I think that these settings should be turned off.
And maybe what's his name again? Facebook giving you a call. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Zuckerberg knew. Yeah, subhanAllah. I've just got a message now saying that we've got a little bit of a technical difficulty, but shouldn't be.
Where at?
On YouTube, apparently, we're not getting any audio.
Interesting.
I can see the audio there. Okay, so
this
that,
is live
that
tech
be
help.
Now.
This is
that
something
is,
you probably haven't
seen
that
before. Is. It's fixed now. Allah barik fi, Brother Abdullah, for pointing that out. Send me another text if you can hear it now. Alhamdulillah.
So for the last 20 or so minutes, Jamal, no one had any idea what you're talking about. Is that right?
Only on the radio. Only on the radio. So
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Al Bayan Live 54. Who is watching and listening with our dear brother Jamal? We're streaming live on YouTube, and if you're experiencing any technical glitches, hiccups, please let us know. And to all our listeners listening on BN Radio, it should be smooth sailing for you on the app as well. Now, Brother Jamal, since we have around 20 minutes left,
yeah,
you've discussed some, you know, it's quite a lot of detailed information there. Regarding the four ways you mentioned and how you can potentially turn off some, what's it called again?
Some ad personalization.
Personalization. But you have said many times that whenever you download an app, when you get it for free, nothing's for free.
No.
A few months ago, we had a program and we discussed that. How do we advise parents, especially when their children are roaming freely sometimes, about educating the children about the dangers of downloading apps that may have potential harm through ads, because the app itself may be safe and friendly, but the ads it may have may lead down another track. Where do you start? How would we advise them? Because some of these kids' apps, if you remember, was it the Talking Cat one or the other one? Which one was it?
It was
the Talking Cat one, yeah, that was actually listening in on.
Yeah. And so they say that, like, even TikTok is getting facial recognition data as well from people's faces and stuff like that. So look, the advice is, we need to teach our kids that these ads are not filtered, and as we would, you know, train them and caution them on, normal TV or, you know, when we're in the shopping center, we're walking past, it could be things that are displayed that are not appropriate. They need to also watch how they browse and what they're playing. You know, for me, for my kids, sometimes I've told them for some games, don't even play it because the ads are not appropriate. And as a parent, I think we just need to download the app and have a go and try it.
Mm. Good advice. Barakallah fik. Now, Jamal, what else are we covering tonight about this critical topic? Who is watching and listening?
Yeah, so look, and for the ones that may not have heard earlier because of this technical glitch that we talked about, four types of data. So the phone could be listening. That's personal data, engagement data. Your personal data is self-explanatory. Your engagement data is how you engage and interact with brands. Your behavioral data, and you know what steps you take before making a purchase and after making a purchase, and your attitude data and what your attitude is towards brands, and what your buying criteria might be, and you know how you would purchase a product, and that you know one way around. There's two ways around that. Make sure you close apps after you use them, like Facebook. Another one is ask apps not to track you. So both you know Google and so iOS and Android phones have settings to stop your tracking. The next part was you know, and it sort of falls in the same line of sort of who's watching, who's listening. I was watching a documentary about technology, and I saw something about spy cameras and spy devices. Spy devices and spy cameras, as technology is progressing, are becoming cheaper. So small cameras, they say cameras up to a grain of sand, you know, the size of a grain of sand, that can be used. Devices, household devices, you know, like Bluetooth speakers, smoke detectors, clothes hangers, they say that any room could have up to 20 or 30 devices that you just don't know if there's a camera or not. And so I started researching this and jumped on a website. Like you just search spy gadgets, and you can, you know, buy listening devices. You can buy audio capturing devices that are disguised as teddy bears. You can buy cameras that are disguised as power packs, battery power devices. And also like clocks that have cameras in them, and you can do, little cameras in dolls' eyes or cameras in kids' toys. So I sort of started looking at this and started thinking, wow, that's quite alarming. And so what they say is these things are actually more common in like Airbnbs. They're common in rooms like hotel rooms. They're common in sometimes higher devices like cars, or you know they're designed so they're sold and marketed as self security and protect yourself, but you know they're used for different things. They're used to to not do good stuff with.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I've got to be careful.
Yeah, definitely got to be careful. So there's actually two things that I looked at: how we can track these and how we can better secure ourselves and how we can be more aware. There's two things. One is obviously know that these things could be around and be alert, not alarmed, as they say. Be alert and look for things that look out of place and odd. The next thing, there's three things. The next thing is that you can buy actually a device that's a signal detector. So this thing will, you know, you calibrate this thing and then you move it to certain devices around the room and it will scream if there's a signal that's coming out. Yeah. And so these devices, and so that's the second bit. So you see, because some of these devices stream, so they're not only cameras, they're also wireless devices streaming to wherever they need to be. And the last thing that you can do is actually, there's two things you can do, but it's for the same outcome. You can actually get a lens to look through and look around the room that'll highlight any camera lenses. So that's a lens that you look through, and anytime you pass a camera lens, it'll flash, it'll look like a light, or it'll, you know, light will reflect off it. Or the next thing you can do is turn the lights off, look for any blinking lights, and and flash the torch around the
camera. Maybe live in the dark.
Maybe live in the dark, but these things also have night.
Without giving out any light.
Yeah, some of them give infrared. There is an infrared light, but it's.
Jamal, you've just made all our listeners paranoid as.
Look, I was alarmed. I just thought I wanted to bring it to people's attention.
I don't think they're alarmed. They're going to be paranoid.
Inshallah, they'll get one of these. At least now when they go to a place, they're a little bit more aware.
Did you have a chance to research why these type of devices, spying devices, are purchased in the first place? Like away from, state reasons as they're used in all these organizations.
There's different methods, different reasons you can use these devices.
Day to day life, the general person in the community, why would they use them?
So look, there's people.
I know
that
PIs
would have,
may use them, private investigators.
There's people that would have like cleaners come to their house when they're not home. They wanted to,
see
if they're working. Some people have babysitters, nannies, all that stuff.
But a lot of times that's done in view. They'll have to tell them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You have to tell them.
They do have to tell them. Look, there's even the cameras, the teddy bear cameras. They're called nanny cams. Like it's not, it's you're not supposed to do it. But there's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of mistrust out there, and there's a lot 100%. Of people that need to do things that, and they need to make sure that their kids are safe. Like once I remember, there's people that's put cameras in their kids' teddy bears when they go to preschool, for instance. I was picking up my son once when he was really young. This was about 9 years ago, and I walked in and this lady, one of the preschool teachers, was screaming off the top of her head to another kid. I thought it was my kid. I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. I was, almost shaking. And I'm thinking, these people get away with it every day. If I hadn't seen that and pulled my kid out of there, he probably would have been suffering that for a long time. So these are the reasons why people would buy those cameras. Other reasons is, sometimes they want a small camera to put on devices. Like people fly drones and they have a camera on top and they view the footage as they're flying the drone or driving a car, and they get them because they're lightweight. Right, and so the camera is not necessarily the security, the disguised cameras, but the actual camera. And that's that's pretty much. There are, I'm sure, there's other applications like body cams, and the police now use body cams. They have it on their chest, and they're recording everything they do. And sometimes they get caught out, don't they?
for acting wrong sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, it's another story. It's a lot of issues there, but yeah, alhamdulillah.
Definitely.
A few minutes to go. Let's wrap up. What's our parting advice or concluding advice or however you'd like to finish off tonight's episode?
Look, there's these things are actually for us to be alert. Like, we this isn't to scare people into you're not going anywhere or lock themselves in a room or put your phone in water, only if it's waterproof, but it's, this is just so that we're aware of what's happening out there and so that we're comfortable in the right places and we also educate our families and our kids. I think that we just, the way I look at it is, look, I'm alert. I don't necessarily use Airbnb, and maybe I have as group booking in the past when we've gone, to Melbourne or something like that, the boys. But
I think so. Yeah.
Just people be more aware of what they're doing, the apps that are listening to you. Educate your kids, and turn your apps, close your apps after you use them. Don't leave them up and open all day because they'll run in the background, and they can collect this data. And also look.
Shouldn't you disable mics and stuff like that as well?
So you can turn off access for Siri microphone and microphone dictation on Apple devices. On Google Pixel, you can turn off access for Google Assistant. For Android, you can turn off OK Google, and Facebook, turn off microphone access. So these are four things that we can do for those apps.
Should be one button for all.
There should be, and I think there might be. I think on the Android phones, you can actually go to permissions, click on microphone, and it'll show you all the apps that have microphone permissions.
Just turn it off once.
And you just turn them all off.
And when you want to use it, you can allow it to be used.
It should ask you for permission to use that again.
Turn it off, dear brothers and sisters. Better.
It is definitely better to turn it off. Just be aware, these free apps, they're not free.
They're collecting something.
They're getting something, whether it's the ads you're watching.
So they're watching you and listening to you.
That's right. But
maybe not watching you.
Maybe try a test. You know, if we're sitting here now, we've got 5 minutes. We can
bananas, you know, for example.
Or maybe listen. We won't. You know, do you, dogs? We don't own dogs. Dog toys. You want to get dog toys for our dogs?
No. I don't want to get any.
You don't want to get any dog toys?
No, so we have to act like we want something.
We have to act like we're searching for dog toys. So, we, you know, maybe if somebody can do it at home as well. Say, you know, I want to buy dog toys. I'm going to the shop to buy dog toys. And tomorrow, if I don't buy dog toys today, I'm going to buy them tomorrow.
I'm going to build a shed. I want to build a shed in the backyard.
That's right. You can do that. I'm going to check my Facebook. I think I've turned off a microphone for Facebook. And I'm just going through my feed at the moment. There's nothing yet. Do you want to try on your phone?
Well, it's going to be a bit hard because I'm going to be different. With me, yeah.
He's streaming from his phone. No problem.
Am I? How'd you know that? So you're here. We go. You're using something to your advantage, aren't you?
That's it. That's about it. I think that's the message for today. Be alert, not alarmed. Is that right?
Be alert, not alarmed. That's right. And how we can link all this is, as Muslims, we know that Allah is always watching us and listening to us. He is the all-knowing, the all-hearer, the all-seer. He hears all, he sees all. So we should always be aware and instill that in our children so they can have that throughout their life and use every potential or every possible teaching situation to educate one's child, and obviously educate ourselves first and foremost, and show our kids the way. As we discussed the other day, kids listen through their eyes. You like that one, Jamal?
They do. That's right.
Listen through the eyes. So show them, don't only tell them. I'd like to thank Brother Jamal for being with us today. I'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters who watched on YouTube or will watch on YouTube. We apologize for the technical glitches. Inshallah, we'll get it right and make it better very soon. And to all our regular listeners on Albayan Radio, please keep tuning into Albayan Radio and share our links away, our podcast channels as well. As you know, you can hear all these programs once again on our podcast channels, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and also Google Podcasts. And also you can follow our channel on YouTube and also on Vimeo, ASWJ Australia, and also on Facebook and other channels as well. Barakallahu feekum, my dear brothers and sisters. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Albayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.